Justin Harrell is excused today from practice for a personal matter. Yes, he would have been. He was on the list to go this morning.
Like, what kind of camp is Desmond Bishop having? Does he? Do you still want to see him get to another level as far as?
I think Desmond's really picked up his game as far as his versatility. Everybody was excited about some of the impact plays that he had made in last year's camp and some of the opportunities he had during the season. But we're a little more diverse this year with our inside linebackers about the different ways we're trying to play those guys and a number of different opportunities that we want to give them as the season unfolds. And, we want to see more consistency in Desmond, and I think he's been doing that throughout training camp. I mean, he definitely has the ability, the playmaking ability to make impact plays. I mean, he's done that time and time again here. But I've seen a lot more consistent, more mature football player, man. I love the way he plays. I mean, he's tough. He's instinctive. He's been an excellent special teams performer for us this whole time here. And I think we're definitely now seeing a more complete football player.
Mike, if Dom keeps things pretty vanilla again on Saturday, is that a sign that you guys have made progress? It's year two in the defense and you don't have to go through as much stuff in preseason as you used to?
I think it's important not to, rely too much on scheme. Really stay focused on the fundamentals. I mean, last year was a totally different mindset for us because we were going from a totally different defensive scheme to more of a pressure scheme. So it wasn't the schematic volume that was important in preseason. It was the ability to play pressure football in live games. So that's why we pressured as much as we did last year. So it wasn't as much as the different schemes we were trying to play against our preseason opponents. It was to develop that mindset, that speed, and, to get the pressure, off the ground. So, the volume for this game, I'm more, we're more focused on, how are we playing specifically, the details that we're playing with within the schemes. Frankly, I'll talk about Seattle's game. We'll meet today at 4 o'clock, and the health of our football team coming out of tonight's practice will factor into the final decision. But I'd like to play this game very similar to the one we played Cleveland as far as the reps, as far as the volume, both offensively, defensively. And Sean Slocum will have the biggest challenge, as always, on special teams because, we're going to try to accomplish some things schematically, with the first group. But we also are going to try to get as many different looks as possible as far as giving each player opportunity. So I'd like for the whole football team to play in this game, that the whole football team that's available to play in this game against Seattle.
Mike, do you anticipate Justin practicing tonight?
Well, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to him about what's exactly going on. So he'll tend to his family first, and we'll see if he's available tonight.
Mike, did his wife have a baby? Is that?
That's really for Justin. That's really for Justin to talk on.
Tight end Crabtree.
This juncture in camp, some hurdles or some unusual circumstances for you during this camp that you have to plan around?
Well, it's a long flight. We were able to stay on schedule. The toughest part about playing on the West Coast in preseason is really the trip home. So, but everything else is normal. But it's a good situation to go through. We have a number of East Coast games. You won't have a flight as long as the Seattle flight, but it's important to get on the road, and we'll do some things a little differently on the road than we did in the past. Just minor changes, nothing really worth discussing. So it's always good to review your road policies and what you're trying to do. We've been a pretty good road team in the past, and that's something we want to continue to improve on. So the long flight home is probably the one negative because of what you have to get done Sunday as a coaching staff.
Mike, you think Will Blackman at this point would be a go for the game on Saturday night? Will?
I'll see how he feels after today. I mean, he was very positive after Tuesday's work. Had the day off yesterday from not having practice, and so we'll see how he feels. I assume he will feel well because the practice was a very high tempo. Very, very pleased with the practices. So these practices shouldn't be hard on any of our players coming back from injuries. But the tempo has been outstanding. Thursday night last week, and the two practices Tuesday and the one this morning. I mean, that's the kind of tempo you're looking for your football team to be in when you hit the regular season, and we've been able to string a about four or five of those practices together. So I'm very pleased with the way we're working, because we're getting done. We're plus 11 minutes to get today. So that anytime you're in double digits here, your football team's practicing fast.
Mike, you like that tempo. You talk about it a lot. How does that translate into regular season success? Where do you see that manifest itself in the way you play?
Well, it's part of a philosophy. I mean, we could go right to the game Saturday night. Matt Hasselbeck's probably one of the higher tempo quarterbacks in the league. He was one of the quicker ones I've had opportunity to coach. So I'm not sure if they're still doing that. We'll find out more as we move closer to the game. But he plays at a high tempo, so it's good for our defense to be ready for that from their perspective. And we believe in the same philosophy offensively. And frankly, it's a big part of the reason why I call the plays and team, because I'm conditioning my football team too. So you never see us run gassers. We don't have weight issues. We're a high-conditioned football team, and it's a credit to the players the way they practice with the proper tempo.
Mike, tight end Crabtree's shown some toughness. Has he been one of the surprises for you, Tim?
Well, he really saw Tom at the end of last year. So, and he did a great job with his body in the offseason, so he's really prepared himself for this. He was a young man that we were excited about at the end of the season, having him here on our practice squad, because he showed right away the ability to be an inline blocker and some natural toughness. So we really wanted to develop his perimeter game, and he's done a good job with that. And you're seeing him fight through the wrist bruise that he has. And he's a tough guy. He's having a heck of a camp.
Mike, with Trey Matthews being out, Brady I think has got a lot of snaps as a starter, left outside linebacker. How's he responded to that?
I think Brady's doing very well. If you watch him in the pass rush, I think he's doing a much better job mixing up his rushes. I think his, Brady's always had a good bull rush, as we know, which you expect with his personality. But I think he's done a great job with his with his other pass rushes, and you see it time and time again. So I've always felt Brady was an on the line linebacker. I think he's a lot more natural player in this scheme, and I think he's feeling very comfortable right now.
The Hunters haven't done a lot of live stuff this week. Is that by design, just to kind of give them a little rest?
Well, it's more the emphasis of what we're trying to do in the phases of special teams. When you go through a training camp, you have each phase that you're trying to concentrate on, and you're also trying to be smart with your punters. We've kicked our punters at a very high number, so we're also conscientious of that, especially as we move closer to practice. But the big emphasis today out here was punt return.
Shells tonight?
Shells tonight, correct.
Does that do it?